Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In a world where the capricious tides once danced to the steady drumming of the lunar cycle, a heartbreaking silence has befallen the coastal realms. Following our prior exploration of the tideless shores, when the ocean retreats, the stark vanishing act of these lunar rhythms marks yet another chapter in our environmental epic, a chapter where the moon's gravitational pull seems like a distant myth from our ancestors. The Earth's satellite, once the puppeteer of our oceanic ebbs and flows, now watches powerless as the vitality of the seas diminishes into an unnatural calm. The phenomenon that we are witnessing today is no less dramatic than the mythological tales of yore. Eclipse tides are not just failing the ecological balance, but also diminishing the folklore, and with it, the soul of entire communities that once depended on these celestial choreographies. In our unending pursuit of industrial dominance, we have overlooked the delicate dance of natural forces. Experts have long cast predictions about rising sea levels, but few portended that the interplay between the moon's influence and human intervention would culminate in the erratic tidal patterns we see today. The seas, they say, are like a wounded animal, unpredictable and dangerous as they are pushed beyond the brink. From the urban legends of scorned sea creatures retreating into the abyss to stark scientific analysis revealing accelerated lunar orbit decay due to climatic disturbances, the implications are both fanciful and harrowing. It's as if the tidal breath of the globe is being slowly but surely suffocated by our environmental disregard. What does it mean when the tides no longer kiss the shores twice a day? When traditional fishing patterns are rendered obsolete, and the ancient mariner's wisdom is reduced to mere poetry? We delve into the tales of coastal dwellers, now strangers in their own land, gazing towards a horizon that no longer heralds fortune or disaster, but instead offers a quiet and disconcerting stillness. While this eerie calm may inspire a sense of tranquility at a glance, the underlying narrative is fraught with instability. The tidal anomalies have disrupted migratory paths, caused unprecedented negative surges, and led to the baffling phenomena of interrupted circadian rhythms in marine life. Eclipse tides are not merely a symbol of a world that's turned its back on ecological harmony, but are the real, tearful tales of a biosphere in disarray. The ramifications for humanity are profound. With coastal navigation systems thrown into peril, the lifelines of maritime trade are faltering. Ports once bustling with the vibrancy of global exchange now echo with the hollow footsteps of those who wander amidst ghostly cranes and silent docks. What once was a livelihood is now a living elegy to the days when the moon's silent command spurred an orchestra of tidal waves in harmonious motion. In closing, one cannot help but contemplate the irony. A celestial body once revered as the epitome of constancy is now a poignant emblem of change, an allegory of unpredictability. The moon continues to hang in the sky, but the axis of its influence has undeniably shifted. Eclipse tides, the vanishing act of lunar rhythms, tells the sorrowful tale of a lunar legacy obscured, an environmental dance floor emptied, and begs the question, without these rhythms, what becomes of the soul of the sea, and indeed, our own?